You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, DNR researchers have successfully tracked Wisconsin's smallest bat species for the first time. We'll talk to a bat expert about how they did it and what we've learned. First, if you watched last night's Golden Globes Awards ceremony, you likely saw actress and former talk show host Oprah Winfrey make an impassioned speech, one that some are even calling presidential. Here's a listen.
I've interviewed and portrayed people who've withstood some of the ugliest things life can throw at you, but the one quality all of them seem to share is an ability to maintain hope for a brighter morning, even during our darkest nights. So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon.
And after that speech, actually during that speech, rumors started floating around that Winfrey would take a shot at winning the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. Oprah isn't the first celebrity to have their name tossed out as a presidential possibility. We've heard everything from Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson to Kanye West with various levels of seriousness. Whether or not these particular celebrities actually run, it does seem like the Donald Trump story, moving from business to reality TV to a presidential win, has opened a new chapter in celebrity politics. Eric Casper joins us now. He's an associate professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and director of the university's Center for Constitutional Studies. Among other things, he researches politics and popular culture. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot of speculation about Oprah Winfrey now. Let's start there. None of us can read her mind, of course, but what do you think about the concept of an Oprah Winfrey presidential campaign?
Well, if you go back and listen to that speech from last night, you find that there are a number of kind of big political issues that are discussed, issues related to race, sex and sexual harassment, class, freedom of the press, government power. And so in some respects, it did sound a bit like your typical kind of stump speech that you might hear a politician make. On the other hand, you know, there is a long history as well of celebrities at these types of award shows making political statements, and then they don't go on and run for office. They just want to call attention to a particular cause, and so that may very well have been what her plan was last night. She may not have expected that it would kind of turn into the public reaction that it has in the last 24 hours.
Is it normal for people to get excited about a celebrity maybe running for president? Or are we in new ground here?
Well, I think to a certain extent we're in new ground because of the success of President Trump being able to win the White House last year. But it shouldn't be forgotten that we also have a long history of celebrities, and including celebrity entertainers, running for office. Recall that, you know, President Ronald Reagan was an actor before he went into politics. Singer Sonny Bono was a singer before he was in politics. You have those from the world of sports, like Steve Largent and Tom Osborne, who were elected to Congress. And, of course, governors like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura. So, it's not like this is a completely new thing in terms of these celebrities becoming politicians. But jumping from the world of celebrity or entertainment directly into a race for the White House, that is something where Donald Trump broke new ground when he ran in the 2016 election.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Somebody with no governmental experience going right from that, with no intermediate government steps, into the Oval Office seems new and different. And do you think that people, the voters, maybe would say, okay, well, if Donald Trump could do that, maybe this other celebrity I respect and admire could do that?
Yes and no. One way of thinking about this is, in a lot of respects, it opens the door, it breaks down the barrier that people may have perceived that was there from making that leap from being a celebrity into the White House, because if Donald Trump can do it, you know, that means other people could do it as well, and you might have celebrities who didn't think about it in the past who might be considering it because of that. On the other hand, I don't think that means that, you know, every celebrity out there has a significantly greater chance of being able to make that leap, simply because, you know, Donald Trump himself was, amongst celebrities even, a very well-known. And he had a long history of being in the public eye for decades before he ran for president. He has a particular type of personality that I think, you know, fits the notion that, I mean, you kind of need to have a lot of self-confidence, if you will, to be able to run for that office. And that might not be the case with some celebrities who don't have that experience in the political world. So, you know, I don't think this means that we're going to see a flurry of celebrities moving directly into races for the presidency. But it does open it up so that we're going to get more of this speculation, and it seems like a more realistic possibility for someone like Oprah to do something similar.
Talking to Eric Casper, political scientist at UW-Eau Claire. We're talking about celebrities and politics with rumors, speculation that Oprah Winfrey could run with Donald Trump, of course, in the White House. Eric, another strain of argument I've seen goes along these lines. In some ways, Donald Trump was the opposite of Barack Obama in their temperament and many other ways. So maybe what Democrats want and need is somebody boring, more of a technocrat, somebody, as somebody put it, you're not going to, whether you like him or not, somebody you're not going to think about more than once a week or so.
Well, I think that will, in many respects, depend on where things stand once we get to 2019 and early 2020, where are President Trump's approval numbers, assuming he's running for a second term. And that may, in many respects, drive which type of candidate like that would be more successful, someone who is a bit more brash, someone who makes those type of statements that we see from the president, or conversely, as you pointed out, someone who is a bit more relaxed in terms of their approach to public statements. You know, in some respects, it's kind of like when you look at football teams, and you know, if they're having trouble with the coach who is very forceful and is on the players, maybe you want to make a switch to someone who's a little more laid back. That may be kind of the approach that the American public wants if President Trump's approval ratings remain low. If his popularity increases, on the other hand, then that may not be the winning strategy.
Are we valuing personality more when we look at a high-profile political campaign than politics? And if so, is that a change?
No, well, yes and no, I think. I think that what you will find is that amongst voters, most voters have commitments to certain types of policy issues, and they're not going to be swayed necessarily by simply someone who is a celebrity. On the other hand, if that celebrity is speaking to the political issues that are important to a voter, they are going to be more likely to consider casting their ballot for them. And so I think it's a combination of those that, you know, that celebrity and that type of status can matter, but it's only going to matter if they're making enough connections to the voters in terms of what they want to see done with policy.
Given that a high-profile politician now is a media personality in and of themselves, are there skills that that celebrities from other walks of life might bring that are valuable to them as they run for office, as they hold office?
Yeah, well, you can think about it this way. Obviously, if they're a celebrity, it means that they already have name recognition, and that is an asset when running for a political office. They also are going to tend to have some level of personal wealth if they've been successful within the entertainment industry, for instance. And they're probably going to have wealthy friends, and that may help them in terms of campaign finance issues. And if they are particularly an entertainment celebrity, they tend to have some pretty good level of speaking ability, and they have experience with publicists and people like that in the industry too, so they know on a certain level how to get media attention. And so there are some skills there that can be very transferable to a political campaign.
Are we more forgiving of celebrity politicians when they're involved in scandal than, say, a more traditional politician?
Well, I think if you look at the point when they get elected to office and they're governing, you know, I think that's not an area that I think there's been a whole lot of study with in terms of does the public perceive them differently than a more traditional politician. But my guess is that for most people, and once you're at that point when if they do win and they are governing, the public is going to tend to judge them in the same way, because at that point they're not really that celebrity anymore as much as they are the elected official.
And finally, even if an Oprah or somebody like her doesn't end up running for president, obviously there's a lot of celebrity advocacy for causes and for politicians. Do they make a difference when they do that?
Well, part of this might go back to the old adage that if they keep doing it, it must mean that on a certain level there's some effect that they at least perceive to be there. And you have a history of this going back to the 19th century, and especially after the rise in the 20th century of radio and television, of these celebrities trying to influence politics, campaigning on behalf of traditional politicians, or calling attention to causes. I think that in a lot of respects, it's kind of like yard signs in a campaign. Do they have a lot of effect? I don't know about that, but if you didn't do them, like if you didn't have these celebrity endorsements, if you didn't have celebrities calling attention to these causes, we know that that wouldn't help. So it may help at the margin, and because of that, I think you're going to continue to see celebrities being involved in politics in those ways.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Eric Casper, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Eau Claire. He's director there of the Center for Constitutional Studies. He joined us to talk about the intersection of celebrity and presidential politics.